Recorded Books and RB Digital present The Doom of the Haunted Opera by John Bellairs. Completed by Brad Strickland. Narrated by George Guidel. Chapter 1. Thank you for coming, Florence. Kids, you may as well stay and hear this, too, said Jonathan Barneveld. It was a cold, late winter Saturday morning in the early 1950s. Jonathan looked unusually solemn, although nothing else about him had changed. His red beard was as bushy as ever, and he wore his usual outfit of tan wash pants, blue work shirt, and red vest. He stood behind the desk in his study holding a letter, and it was this letter that had brought them all together in the big old Barneveld home on High Street in New Zebedee, Michigan. Gathered in the Barneveld study were Jonathan's next-door neighbor, Mrs. Florence Zimmerman, his nephew Louis, and Louis's best friend, Rose Rita Pottinger. Mrs. Zimmerman was a trim, elderly woman with a disorderly mop of white hair and a friendly, wrinkly-faced smile. She wore a purple sweater, a purple woolen skirt, and purple galoshes. She happened to be a witch, but she was a good magician and not the evil kind. Mrs. Zimmerman was also a fabulous cook, and she had been making a blueberry pie when Louis ran over to ask her to join them. Now she sat in a straight chair with a puzzled expression on her face and a white smudge of flour beside her nose. Louis, a stocky blonde boy of about 13, stood behind her. Beside him was Rose Rita, who was almost a year older than Louis, but in the same class at school. Outside the study, a blustery March wind rattled the bare black trees and swept dustings of snow off the rooftops. A dark gray sky threatened more snow or sleet, but so far today there had just been stormy gusts of wind. "All right, Weird Beard," Mrs. Zimmerman said in a teasing voice. "Stop being so..."